and a setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
All right, if you can manage to make it through the day without telling the police your name is Mr. Monopoly, when they just want to know your name is Ryan, then you're doing okay.
Well, they think, well, maybe. Maybe I'll throw them off the trail if I give them a different name, right? And then they'll just let me go.
Yeah, 33-year-old Ryan out of Florida caught spray painting a concrete wall, right? Cops are like,
no, no.
Hey, buddy, what you doing?
Yeah.
What's your name? He's like, mm-mm. And they're like, well, you're going to have to sit in this cruiser until you actually, like, identify yourself. And he's like, fine, Mr. Monopoly.
Got it. Writing that down.
When were you born? When were you born, Mr. Monopoly? 4/20/69.
Yeah, buddy.
They're like,
No.
Okay. So then they find his driver's license. And
It
shows that his name's Ryan, and he was actually born on a less fun date of just April 3rd. And
1991.
Yeah.
And wasn't born in 69.
No, he wasn't. And Mr. Monopoly was hauled off to jail without passing go. He cannot collect $200 and charged with criminal mischief.
He does not have a get-out-of-jail-free card
no,
either.
He does not.
That is unfortunate.
So, you know, if you had to come up with a fake crime name, Ryan thought, in the moment, going to go with Mr. Monopoly.
And you know what? The smirk he's got on his face in the mugshot, it says to me, hashtag no regrets.
I would have gotten away with it, too, had you not searched me and actually found my license.
If you guys could kindly put Mr. Monopoly on the back of my orange jumpsuit, that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you do that? That's great. Anyways, that is your setting the bar story here on 99.7 EJX.